another exclusive live session with the Hype Magazine.
You need to stop what you're doing. Pay attention.
World famous
Hype Magazine. Going down right now.
Hey, what's good, everybody, and welcome to another live session with the Hype Magazine, man. Today, we have a new young lion. Well, he's not new. He's a Grammy-nominated young lion, but he made his rapping debut just recently with Missy Elliott on a new joint called I'm Better. His name is Lamb, better known. Well, his name is Lamb. He's known as Lambo. He got a Grammy nomination. You know what I mean? He's worked with Beyonce, SWV. Oh, I love that, SWV. Missy Elliott, Monica, Keisha Cole, Jasmine Sullivan. A bunch of songs that you know and love. You just don't know this man here, but we're going to introduce him to you today. Thanks for being with us, Brother Lamb.
What's up, man? Oh, I appreciate you having me, man. I'm excited, man. And, you know, happy to be here.
Okay. So you stepped out of the shadows to make your debut. You know, you're a record producer. That's your big bones. Composer and songwriter.
Yeah, man. And so it's like, when I first came into business, it's so crazy because I first came into major business and I wasn't even really trying to do music. I used to play football. You know, that was my thing. You know, get back to the NFL, get into the NFL situation again. Mm-hmm. And from that point, you know, I was doing something, doing music, but it was more like on a local, you know, a couple local people liked the couple beats that I had and songs that I was writing, but I wasn't really trying to do it as a profession, you know. But when my music got to a Missy Elliott, it's crazy because she heard my hooks and my songs that I was writing, and she got on the phone with me, to make a long story short, and talked to me like for 3 hours straight about, you know, trying to get me to be an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I play football. Like, I'm not trying to do, you know, I'm not trying to do this as a profession. Like, I'm trying to get back into an NFL situation. And then it's so crazy because I was supposed to do what I was supposed to do, but it's so crazy because I think if I would have listened to her, I would have started the artist thing way earlier than now. You know what I mean? And turns around, I told her, like, look, I'm going to get established as a producer first, and that's what I'm going to lay my foundation as. And then if the artist thing happens, it happens. And then last year when I went to go work with her and she called me, because she hadn't been working in a while, you know, on her music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, her and I did a lot of records together for other artists and, you know, some big records out there that came out and went number one and different things like that. But then when she called me last year to go work with her, I actually was just working as a producer, and I wrote songs like I always write, and that happened to be one of the songs. And I thought she was just going to go get somebody like Drake, you know, call one of the rappers, like a 2 Chainz or somebody, to just do the hook. And she was like, nah, I like your voice on it. I like your voice. And then she kept bringing the song back. I like your voice. I like your voice. I like your voice. So, you know, and I was like, okay, well then, I keep my voice, you know.
Like, that's pretty cool.
Do what you got to do to get ready for the video. And I was like, oh, hey, there we go. Let's go.
Hey, that's dope. You got voluntold by Missy Elliott that you're going to be on this joint. That's a unique way to get placed on the joint. But I'm like, hey, Brother Man is not just, he's not bragging about his football career. For real, for real. Everybody talks that talk, you know what I mean? But you got a full scholarship to FAMU. You became an All-American wide receiver for Rattler. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And somebody slipped you an MPC machine, a beat machine, to something else to do. Really?
Yeah, she passed away in 2004. Like two years before that, she bought me all my equipment. Just knew that I was doing something, and you know, I guess she just wanted me to be happy. That's all it was. She took out a loan
Yeah,
it was a big deal. It was something like a big deal, and it was a lot of equipment. you know, it's expensive at that time. You know, you don't think, okay, these machines cost $1,300 for this beat machine, and then $1,200 for a keyboard, and then all of these, you know, then this Pro Tools thing cost this, and you know, it's just like you look at all of those numbers, and she spent a lot of money, not knowing that it would ever bring me a return. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that was that's a big story of my career, just from what my mom did alone, you know. But yeah, that's how it started.
It's a huge story. Somebody said, you know, there's nothing beats the love of a mother. Shout out and rest in peace to Mrs. Regina T. Lamb, you know, for putting her son on the map. I was going to ask you, you know, earlier on, you know, what brought you to the entertainment industry, music specifically, but now we know mom saw it in you and, you know, and
yes,
shout out, man, for kicking. Go ahead.
Say it again.
No, I was going to say shout out for respecting your mom enough to kick it off with your local gospel rap group Against the Grain. You know what I mean? At least, you know, she saw you move from the church playing drums and all that good stuff. And you know, she just believed, man. And
yeah.
I got to go one more time back to the football. Hey,
okay.
all you clowns out there talking that talk. Bruh played professional arena football, and he's got a championship ring from the Arena Cup in 04. So if anybody had a shot at the NFL, certainly you had a good look, or the CFL. And then go ahead. I'm not going to cut you off. Go ahead.
Nah, it's so crazy. My football story is so crazy, man. I get called to the Dolphins, and I went in camp injured, and then when you go in camp injured already,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't, you know, they're not required to keep you around, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
In my situation, coming from a little small school like FAMU, Black College, historically Black College University, you know,
right.
a lot of times those, they don't get the looks that a Florida State, UM, University of Miami, University of Florida, USC and Alabama, those looks that those guys get. You don't get those kind of looks, you know, obviously, you know, but I just feel like if you're great at something and you work hard, like, somebody's going to find you no matter what. If you play football out there or whatever you do, you know, if you're great, somebody got to find you. Like, you know, potential is what potential does. That's how I look at it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as I look back on my football career, and shout out to FAMU, they pretty much inducted me into the Sports Hall of Fame there. You know,
yeah.
So I inducted, you know, into the Hall of Fame there. But you know, I had a passion for football. My passion for football, one would say, it was more than the passion I have for music. But I'll never forget saying a prayer back in the day. I was like, Lord, if I don't make it into the NFL in football, Lord, give me something that I'm as passionate in as football. I'll never forget that one time, that one prayer. And it's so crazy because now I'm as passionate in the music, of course, as I was in football. It's crazy.
Wow. Congratulations. So, 04, Missy pulled you. You got a place, and your first placement, well, of course, was on Fantasia's debut album, For Yourself.
Yep.
And then that went so well, you retired from football in 05.
Right.
And here we go with Monica, another American Idol winner, Ruben Studdard, Fantasia, Missy, Keisha. Keisha Cole is where you got your first Grammy nom.
Right,
and single. Let It Go, and single. Hmm?
Yeah, that was my first time hearing my song on the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, first time hearing any song that I've ever made on the radio, and it happened to go number one, you know, and you know, it was just that whole thing, how that happened, working up at Quad Studios, and, York, that's the same studio that, you know, Tupac got shot, you know, and robbed. But we were working up at that studio, and it's just, just so crazy because the song started off as a song for Fantasia, and it ended up in the hands of Keisha Cole. So that's a whole another story in itself.
Man.
But starting on that record, you know, you don't know what something is going to do. You know, you start with the body of a product, you know, and you start just working, and you just know what you feel, and that's all. And you don't think about somebody going, is the person going to like this, or the A&R, he going to like it. You know, you just start off with what you feel, and then to get to that next level of, oh, okay, we're going to put the song out as a single. Mm-hmm. And then get to the radio, and then the song tear the radio up. Like, that's a whole nother thing in itself. And then for the song to go number one, man, for my first song pretty much that ever hit the radio to go number one, like, that was beyond me. You know?
Wow. Went to number one, got a Grammy nomination, and then... Now, let me ask you this. You were already successful before that joint. Musically, you were climbing the ladder and getting great exposure, creating great pieces. Did the Grammy nomination, did that make a difference at all for you professionally? Does it really make a difference? I think everybody on the outside looking in wants to know the answer to that question.
Well, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, it's weird because... Coming from football, I look at the Super Bowl as the championship, or the, you know, trying to get a Super Bowl ring, you know, or raising the Lombardi Trophy is the thing. And I kind of look at it, believe it or not, I kind of look at the Grammy Trophy the same kind of way as I look at Lombardi Trophy or earning a football NFL Super Bowl championship ring. So, you know, so when I think of, you know, when I think of the Grammy itself, it's almost like you got to the championship, the Super Bowl game where everybody watched, and you didn't come home with the Grammy. You didn't come home with the trophy. You didn't come home with the Lombardi. Although, to be in the ranks of all of these greats, you know, in that moment, you know, it's a great thing, and it's a great accomplishment. I kind of still, deep somewhere in my heart, I kind of look at it like I ain't bring home the Super Bowl trophy. You know, so it's a great thing to have Grammy nominated on there, but does it do something for my resume in general? Not so much as you know, getting an interview like this and someone, you know, looking at it and saying, you know what, like, I remember that song, or I know that song, wow, that song, wow, and it's a great thing. And then sometimes it works for your career where someone would go and look at your resume and say, oh, now he did that. Oh, okay, cool, you know. But not so much for me personally. You know, personally, I want to come home with the trophy. Like, I'm a competitor by nature, you know what I'm saying?
That A-type personality,
Yeah, you know, so I want to win. Like, I don't, you know, I'm second place is great. You know, for the general thing, but I like to win. Like, I don't play around. Like, I work hard. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
You know.
Well, let me weigh in as an old guy. And a former football player myself.
Okay.
If you made it to the show, that means that you won a division title. So you are a champion.
That's
you
right.
Know, and
that's
you
right.
have to own that. And take comfort in that. You know, you made it to the show. You made it to the big game. And that was enough. You know what I mean? It. And with the Grammys, knowing that it's a peer review group, you know, there's so much competition for the, you know, for the votes and the attention. And at least it's not something that, well, you can buy. Although I understand you can buy a Grammy, but I don't believe that. You know what I mean, but still, it's a peer review group. So you look at it. In my opinion, you made it through a division title, and then you made it to the Super Bowl, and you know you're still a champ. And then you're successful because 2011. Now you become an entrepreneur. You start your own company, Lambo Music Group. And what do you do that same year, you co-produced a joint Countdown by Beyonce, you know, which peaked at number one on the Billboard Dance Club and Play charts. So, I mean, bro, you're winning. I understand, though. I'm an A-type personality myself. You know, I want to outrank Rolling Stone and all of that and Time Magazine for the Hype Magazine. That's my goal. But you know what? I'm a division champ, so I'm cool with it right now. But we're going to keep grinding. I'm with you. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to grind together. I'm going to stay on your case. For sure.
That came into play. Here we go again. You know, that year, sitting in a studio in Miami, you know, and just working on a song at the end of the night. I think I did like 3 songs that night. I usually try to do one good one, you know, just one. Like, really, usually just do one. But I stopped what I was doing and I started on this. I heard the Boyz II Men, the sample from back in the day. And of course, you know, that song is amazing in itself, you know, from Boyz II Men.
Right.
But I heard it and it starts with the Countdown thing, like the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, you know, 3, 2, and it says Injection Fellas, and then the record comes on. But I was like, nah, I'm not going to sample the I stuff. I see something in these numbers right here. For some reason, these numbers mean something. I don't know what they mean. Then I started making them make sense in between every time it said 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and, you know, and the whole putting the snare there, bat, you know, it just felt like a club record. I don't know what 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 means right now, but it's still good, and I'm going to finish it tonight. And then I end up finishing it, and I sent it to my publisher, Big John. Shout out to Big John Platt, president over at Warner Chappell Music Publishing. You know, at the time, he wasn't president, but I sent it, you know, he sent it to him, and he had a meeting the very next day with Beyonce. I didn't know that. And I was flying out to L.A. the next morning just for something so totally different, like to do some work. And he received the Countdown record, and when I got off, when the plane landed, you know, you turn on your phone, and it's all of the messages you missed. Like, I heard, like, I saw, like, 20 phone calls and missed calls and text messages from him. I knew something was up. I didn't know what it was. I had forgot I even sent him something before I left the studio that night. And he called right when I landed. And then I picked the phone. I said, you called me. What's up? And he said, man, I'm glad you sent me that last night, man. I had like 25 songs on the CD, and I had a beat with Beyonce this morning, and I played her everything. But then when your joint came on, oh my God, you should have saw what she was doing. She was dancing and doing this and that and the other. Oh my God, she lost it, man. She lost it. I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, man, yeah. He's like, cool. I'm glad you sent me the instrumental and this, that, because all of, you know, she wanted to do this like tonight. I was like, what? Wow. Oh, okay. Cool. Like, let me know. Keep me posted, pretty much, you know. And, you know, that's how that came about. And, you know, end up being, you know, one of her singles, third single or whatever. You know, so it was one of her favorites, you know. That's how that story kind of came about. That's how that record came about.
Bro. It's so cool to talk to you because it's like, you know, everything is upbeat. It just you prepared yourself. You know, you had some magic happen thanks to Mom, and you started putting things together. And your creativity is obviously innate creativity because it doesn't. You're a criminal justice major, for God's sake. It's not like you were an engineer or recording arts kind of guy.
Right.
But you were you know. Obviously, you're a multi-instrumentalist. I know that you started with the drums, but you know, in order to make music, how many instruments do you play?
I can play the piano. I'm not a piano player, though, but I can play the piano. played on several records that came out, you know, but I'm not a piano player. I wouldn't consider myself a piano player, but I play the drums. That was my first instrument that I started with. I'm a drummer, I would say, you know what I mean, for the most part.
Okay.
You know? And of course, I sing. A lot of people don't know I actually sing. Like, writing these songs, you don't just write lyrics and give them to the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have to demo the song how the artist's supposed to sing it. So every melody that you hear on a certain song or whatever, those are melodies that came from the writer most of the time.
Okay.
So when the artists hear the song, they hear it how it's supposed to actually be. So they end up coming in doing exactly what you did and probably taking it up at the end of the song or something, you know, just doing ad-lib. A lot of people don't know how that actually works. You know, I used to look at credits and I used to see, oh, this person wrote this. And I used to think, oh, they just wrote some words on paper and gave it, this is before I got in the business, and gave the words to the artist, and the artist just start singing stuff, and it came out to be a song. But that's not how it works, obviously, you know. So a lot of people don't know I sing, too, you know, as opposed to just rapping or whatever. I really more, be honest with you, I'm more R&B than I am rap. But rap is the reason why I started doing music, so it's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It is weird. But you know what? I think I was doing a couple years back, I did an interview with Chuck D, and he don't even listen to hip-hop, bro. He listens to jazz. Like, so I was like, how do you? Okay, fine, whatever. I don't even try to make sense of what y'all do and how y'all do it, because I don't make music. Now, I have a music degree just so I could know about music and how to put together.
Right.
But I don't make a lick of music, and I wouldn't care who wrote it for me. I couldn't sing it. I get arrested for singing in public. I already know. So,
you gotta clean your palate. Like, sometimes it's like, it's just like anything else. You know, when they go into, the mall, and they're trying to sell you a perfume, they stop you when you're walking by.
Mm-hmm.
They actually smell a fragrance on this little card they spray on there. And then they have a couple of more they want you to try. But what they do is give you those coffee beans, and they put them in front of your nose, and it cleans the palate of your sense, the smell sense, just so you can go and experience another fragrance smell. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing when you're a creator of music, you have to go to something else. Like, I don't listen to the radio. I have to go listen to Sade. I have to break down my whole thing and get back just to foundation. Like, sometimes I'll go listen to gospel music, you know what I mean? Just to break down, get back to some foundation after doing work or working on a project, because to go back on another project after doing something that was already pretty much, you know, your energy, you may end up giving that same energy again, but you want to go back with a clean slate and start over. You know, sometimes you may have to go listen to something else, or don't listen to nothing at all. You know, so when I jump in, if I was in New York and I'm jumping in a car service or whatever, and they playing music, I say, man, just put it on the jazz station for me, because they just, as soon as they see you, they just think, oh, he needs to listen to hip hop,
right.
You know what I mean? And sir, could you please, you know, turn it into some jazz or something? Just find a jazz station. Are we good? Okay, cool. And then, you know, that's how I vibe, you know?
And that's a perfect segue, because I was going to ask you later on down the line, which we got to it now, and it's perfect. I was going to ask you, with, you know, as much music as you hear and make, you know, has listening to music, have you been jaded? Can you still listen to music just for pure enjoyment? Or do you find yourself analyzing everything that you hear? And I like the fact that you said clean your palate and go to something else and then come back. So go ahead.
Yeah. Man, that's so crazy that you asked that question. Listening, when I got in the business, like, it didn't take long for me to lose the love as far as being a fan of the music or a fan of artists. It didn't take long for me to lose that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because you get into the business of music, because a lot of people don't understand this is a business first. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know your business, you won't even make it a year. You won't last a couple of years. You won't even last 5 years. You won't last 4 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't understand this is a business first. So once you start getting into the business and you start saying, hold on, wait, I thought it was going to be like this, and I thought it was going to be like that, and then it's not like that. It's almost like, and I don't want to say this, but it's like almost like the marriage thing. Okay, you got married, and you thought everything as a child, all the stuff on TV, it looks like this, and that's how you thought it was going to be, and then some things
I'm
look
sorry.
Different. It's like, I like to put things in perspective. Like, to be honest with you, it's like, okay, I thought my guy, you know, it's a girl, she's like, I thought my guy was going to be a 9-to-5 kind of guy. When I come home, you know, and I'm cooking and he comes in and he has the tie and he takes his tie off and he throws it on the thing and he takes his coat and puts it on the rack and everything is organized and he kisses me. And no, he came home, he didn't even say hi. He went to the room. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. all those things, you know, it becomes the business. It becomes like, oh, we married. This is how we're supposed to do. Oh, okay. All right. This is how it is. Oh, okay. That's what it is. Oh, this, you know, it's like, you know what I mean?
So the fantasy business, got wiped out. I got you.
Yeah. So the business kind of wiped that joint out of me, you know what I mean? And then I was able to start loving and having passion for the creatives, like the people that are behind the scenes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So my passion went to, oh, I'm a fan of this. Oh, he wrote that? Like, my best friend, Howard Lilly, wrote all them hits, you know, and I got a chance to work with him. Like, that was one of the first persons that I got a chance to work with when I jumped into business. And, you know, he has won Grammy, you know, with that. Shout out to him. He taught me a lot as far as writing is concerned as well. He wrote You Don't Know My Name by Alicia Keys or whatever, but he wrote several other hits too. Great song, a great songwriter. You know, when I got, mm-hmm. you know, when I got a chance to get around him, I found the love for the creatives, the people that are behind the scenes that make the artists look, or not look, but make them look good, I guess, you know?
Yeah, make them look good. You need a team. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, like, I was a fan of these people. And then when I got, oh, he didn't write that? You know, I didn't understand. I thought everybody, I thought since Michael Jackson, everybody was writing Prince. And I thought everybody was writing their own music for the most part. And, of course, mm-hmm. Okay, it's a producer over there. Okay, so somebody did the music. Okay, cool. But at least I thought people wrote the lyrics. And what I found out that the R&B acts, they don't really write, you know, their stuff. And the pop acts, they don't write their stuff. That's what it changed for me. But it wasn't like I don't like a song if they did a song. It's not like saying I don't like their song or something like that. I'm just speaking of the fan in me kind of went away.
Yeah, I got you. Now that you understand how it really go, you know, you're like, you sang that, but the songwriter really wrote that. And they showed you how they wanted it done. And the producer got in there and said, nah, I need you to, you know, emote here and change the timbre over here. Let's fix your intonation. Yeah. So I understand. It took the mystery away. And I guess I thought when I started, you know, as a writer, I was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna, you know, this Walter Cronkite thing, and it's gonna be, you know how much research it takes to do a feature story on somebody and fact checking, I'm no longer a fan of Morley Schaefer or Langston Hughes. I'm like, it's the damn work. This is work. I'm no longer a fan. Robert Ludlum, I like your books, but I'm no longer a fan of you. Yeah,
right.
I'm just, Yeah, the story is great. And so for you, the music is great, and understanding all the components that go together to make it happen are great. So the new joint, they just dropped like a month ago, I think, or a little bit, I'm Better with Missy Elliott. That was your rapping debut. You said that you sing. Are you going to bust out something as a solo artist maybe, or are you a teacher?
Definitely. I started on an album, but, you know, I'm trying to keep it low, but I just said that. So I started on an album, actually. I'm working on my project, and I'm going to be releasing music soon, here soon, you know. I'm just creatively, I'm in a fun space, you know, musically.
Mm-hmm.
I write, you know, I write what I feel for that day, you know.
Okay.
I think the title, you know, I had a working title, but then now I really think the title is called Moments, you know, and I feel like Moments is going to be something that express where I was in 2006,
mm-hmm.
where I am now, where I was in 2015, you know what I mean? Like, so each song is going to have its own moment, you know, so whether it's a party, you know, whether it's a relationship, a lost relationship, a new relationship, events that happened with my mom, or, you know, and, you know, expressing different emotions about different things. Like, so I might have an R&B. I already have a couple R&B songs. You know what I mean? But I might have songs where I'm singing most of the song. You know what I mean? And that part of me, I'm gonna have that always. I'm not gonna never let R&B go like that. Where it's like, oh, he just a rap album, you know. But so that's how my music is gonna have a little bit for a lot of different type of genres, I guess, and people, you know, and energy and emotions that I'm expressing it. You know, expressing when I did a lot of the songs that I've already done. You know what I mean? So that's all. It's gonna have a little bit of everything, man.
All right. So basically, Moments, if that is what it ends up being the title, but right now that's the feeling, is going to be a musical journey, and you're gonna take us through your life story up until present day,
right,
with that project. Is that kind of what I'm understanding?
Right. Well, not life story so much, where it's like, in kindergarten, got in a fight, like, nothing like that.
Yeah, bro, I'm not going that deep with it.
No, I'm crazy like that. But it's going to express certain things, you know what I mean? And when it all ties together, you'll be like, oh, okay, I get him. I get who this is, you know what I mean? So
that's the song. What song is it going to be, do you think, that's going to be like the best introduction to Lamb as an artist on your upcoming project? Do you have that figured out yet, or are you still writing?
For the most part, it's going to be a couple songs at one time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a couple at one time that, or around the same time that you're going to hear, and it's going to be like, oh, okay, that, you know, like, I have a song called Because, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to get into detail about it, whatever. It's just it's a fun song, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get the big metaphor in the end once you realize later on what I'm really talking about, you know what I mean? So it's not like automatic that you're going to hear a song that's going to sound like a great radio song. That's it. But then once you get me in an interview again, and we come back and do this again, you know, after hearing the record or whatever, then you ask me, what is it about? Oh, then I'll tell you exactly what it's really about. And then I'll be like, oh, okay, I thought it was about exactly what it's talking about, but it's not, you know. So it's like that kind of thing. And then
okay.
I have a
I'm
song
looking forward to it.
I have another song called Baby on the Way, you know. It's going to be that's an R&B song, you know what I mean? So it's going to be crazy. So that record is like one of the biggest ones that I play for everybody. that everybody loves every time they hear it, no matter young, old, woman, male, you know, whoever. Like, so,
All right. I can't wait. You got me excited, too. I'm like, man, we're going to have some good music coming down the line. This young line, Mr. Lamb, is going to celebrate music with his upcoming, and he's going to put some benchmarks and highlights from his days. And he's young, but we're looking forward to that initial project. I'm looking forward to learning about you as an artist. And, you know, what you're going to bring to the table. You know, it's kind of unfair that, you know, of course, you start off rapping on a Missy Elliott joint. People are going to look at, oh, he's a rapper. Well, no, he cleared that up in this interview with the Hype magazine that he's really a singer. He just happened to be voluntold by Missy that his voice was staying on that joint, and which is it's a beautiful thing. It's not like being in the Army where they're voluntelling you about a broom or something. You know, this is a Missy Elliott joint, for God's sake.
The legendary.
You know? The legendary.
Shout out to her. We coming back. Shout out to Missy, you know. I can't explain everything that's happened, but we coming back
again.
Shout out to her. She working hard, you know. I learned a lot from her, you know what I mean? And you know, that's we have a friendship. And it's more of a bond more so than just music, you know what I mean? And that's what I like about working with different people. Like, if I'm gonna work with somebody, it's gonna be, and we're gonna work close, and we're gonna always work. It's gonna be more of a, nah, we got a bond more so, we have a bond. So when it's time to create, we all on the same page, you know what I mean? Because you just can't work with everybody
right.
And expect the results to come out how you want them and how you thought it should come out, you know what I mean? So
Everything's not going to be a home run, you know. It's just not going to be. All right, so thus far, though, this is our signature question as we begin to close out. Thus far, what's been your craziest where they do that at moment in your career in the music business? Don't put nobody on blast.
I can't speak on everything and everybody, you know. I can't do that. But
did it take you 8 months to get paid for a song? Something, you know. What is the craziest? Like, where they do that at? How do they, you know?
Oh, that what? Happened.
Yeah.
That happens, you know what I mean? But, man, a lot of things happen.
I've got me over here dying.
Because if I name one thing, then I'm going to have to name something else, and it's like, whoa. It's like, yeah, it's a lot of that happening. That's what the business of music is. It's one of those situations, like how you just mentioned, the whole the companies, you think because they have billions of dollars, you thinking that, you know, they supposed to just be on point and on time with payments and all that. But that ain't like that. You know what I mean? That ain't like that all the time. So, like, sometimes it's like it takes a while, you know, for them to, you know, to get those kind of things that you think that are just so simple. Okay, cool, man, just cut a check. Y'all got billions of dollars. Like, you know what I'm saying? We not sitting around billions of dollars. Okay, cut the check. That's nothing. Somebody get the checkbook out. Write it. You know what I mean? But
Bump you, pay me.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's how it is, you know what I mean? That's just one thing, but, you know, there's several things that have happened, you know what I mean, that it's a where they do that at. Moment. It's just, I would have to start saying names, and this one did this, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
We're going to let that one ride. We're going to let you off the hook with that one. We're going to let you off the hook with that one. All right, man, so Lambo Music Group, let's let everybody know where we can find out more about you, give them the website, the social media.
I need. Yeah, like Lambo. You know, I started years ago. You know what I mean? But now I've added. You know, I have 12th and Collins now, and 12th and Collins is the new company that, you know, where we go. Me and my business partner, and you know, great producer, visionary, Big D, Derek Baker. We call him Big D. Everybody call him Big D in the industry. And he's worked with everybody. He worked with Jamie Foxx. He did Unpredictable. He did Chris Brown, Wet Fed. He worked with all of that Pretty Ricky stuff when Pretty Ricky went platinum and all of that. He was the one that did all of that music, working with Static Major. That's a great songwriter, late great songwriter. You know, bless his life, you know. And worked with Lil Wayne as well. So him and I joined up and we became a team and we formed this company called 12th and Collins. You know, where we of course it's production first, you know, but we've signed artists and we've taken them gotten artist deals and such. And that's how we working and that's how we moving now. You know what I mean? So 12th and Collins is the main focus right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
For me, you know, just lifting that company, getting it off the ground, and making sure that we're producing in the literal sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And making sure we're going forward. You know, so and I think sometimes, like I was saying, as far as chemistry, two heads are better than one sometimes, because it's like you got a person that's handling the business part. And then he's, you know, and then both of us handle business, but it's like he may be thinking of business things while I'm thinking creative things. You know what I mean? And sometimes can't mix those things. So him and I started this company, 12th and Collins. It was for that purpose alone. He is like, man, let's work. Like, we're both from Miami. You know, we both have done, you know, records out here in the world. You know what I mean? And, you know, we both respect each other's talent, you know. And I'll never forget, he told me, nigga, he's like, bro, you my best producer. You know what I'm saying? I look to you, you know what I mean? So I was like, whoa, you know, he's older than me. Man. So I was like, well, let's work. You know, that wasn't no ego in that. That was nothing. You know what I mean? Let's just go and let's work together as a team and start this company, 12th and Collins. The reason why we call it 12th and Collins, because we pretty much started working on 12th and Collins in Miami or on the beach at the studio, South Beach Studios, before they closed down or whatever. So we just named it the actual address, you know what I mean? So
4th and Collins?
12th. 212.
12th and Collins.
Yeah, 12th and Collins Entertainment. Yep. So we, you know, I signed myself to 12th and Collins, so as an artist, I'm coming out on the 12th and Collins as well. You know what I mean? And whomever else I do a partnership with, you know what I mean? So this is the new wave for me. You know what I mean? And you know,
all right, Hollywood, Florida, 12th and Collins Entertainment.
Yeah.
So, and you said you're giving deals, so you're. Are you actively looking for producers, songwriters? What's your situation, or are you just concentrating on what you guys are creating right now?
No, we definitely signed, you know, writers and producers. We always looking for like new energy and new talent, and you know, just helping people, you know, who have a gift, get it out there, who have that potential to get it out there, you know what I mean? So we're open, you know what I mean? Hit us up if you got some material, if you got a dope artist, you got a dope act that you want to send our way, man, and you want to help them get off the ground or whatever. And if we like it, we're not going to let it pass. I don't want nobody else to get it, you know what I'm saying? So that's how we're moving, man.
All right, man. Mr. Lamb, I want to thank you so much for your time. Wishing you much continued success. Always have an open door with the Hype Magazine. We look forward to moments. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, man. Follow me on Instagram. It's The Real Lamb. D-A, Real Lamb. You know, instead of T-H. is the Real Lamb. That's my Instagram, that's my Twitter, whatever. So follow me. And I'm going to update people on everything that's going on every time. So when something to drop, my song, my single drop, whatever, they're going to be able to see it right there. You know what I mean? And they're going to probably hear about it and hear it. You know? So
follow up.
Yeah. Twerton Collins.
Thank you so much.
And look up Twerton Collins, the Instagram for Twerton Collins and the Twitter for Twerton Collins. So.
Oh, we'll definitely have it for him. We'll definitely have it for him.
All right,
brother. Thank you so much. Wishing you much continued success. Looking forward to the next conversation. I'm excited, and soon as that next single drops, bro, the Hype Magazine. You know, we got. I need that.
I'm gonna get
much
it
respect.
First.
Much respect to you. all right, the Hype Magazine live session. We got Mr. Lamb. Y'all check them out, Twerton Collins Entertainment as well. You guys out there looking for an opportunity, there's a platform right there for you. They're not keeping it to themselves. And, you know, Lamb and Mr. Big D, Big with 2 G's, D. They're out there actually making a move in the business. It's been an honor. The Hype Magazine live session. We're out.